Right, we're continuing with our shiur on Gan Emunah, the Garden of Faith, or Shalom Arash. We're learning here in the opening chapter principles of Emunah, principles of how to live in this world with Emunah, and how we bring the Emunah into us. It's one thing to know it, it's another thing to live it. And our job is to live our Emunah, not just to be aware of it, not just to know about it, but to actually live it. So all of what we're talking about should be practical, shouldn't be theoretical. Hashem sorts out the practical. He sorts out the arrangements. It gives us the opportunity to put it into practice. We don't need to look for excuses to have Emunah. Right? They're right in front of our nose. But when Hashem does give us those reasons, those times when we need to rely only on Him, which is frankly all the time, but then that's our job, right? Our job is to deal with life with Emunah. How do we do that? So by learning what we're learning is going to strengthen us. Always trying to see Hashem. On page Lamed Vav 36, Adam Bal Olam Hazeh B'Shlichut. Person should know, he comes into this world on shlichut. We're here for a reason. We're a shliach. We're a messenger. We're a messenger from Hashem. What's shlichut? Shlichut is someone is sent on a mission. He's appointed by the, I don't know what you call the person who sends a shliach. Wow. The.
Well, nowadays it's the Aliyah agency.
No, not that shliach. I'm talking about shliach meaning a messenger. When someone appoints a messenger to do something for them, so the messenger is acting on behalf of the one who sent him. He is effectively the alacha. He's his agent. He's his right hand man. And if he goes off and does something that the principal didn't tell him to do, so it's his own responsibility, it's his own liability. But if he follows the instructions of the principal, then he's protected. Because any resulting problem is the problem of the principal, it's not the problem of the shliach, he's merely the agent. Right, we're here on shlichut. Hashem sent us on a shlichut to do a job. The life that we live in this world is not fixed. Rather, it starts and it finishes according to the specific tikkun, the specific reason we came down here for. It's not that everyone has a fixed amount. Everyone gets 70 years and do what you want. It's yours free to enjoy. If you want to be a surfer, be a surfer. If you want to be a car salesman, be a car salesman. If you're feeling really bad and you want to be a lawyer, so be a lawyer. Right? They're here for a reason. Hashem sent each one of us down here for a reason. And we start and finish according to his instructions. Kasher dam meit, afilu shezeh nireh mechamet tunah kodome. Zeh begezeirat haboreh bochu. When a person dies, doesn't matter how he dies, whether he died in an accident or died from an illness, chas v'shalom, died early, apparently early. No, he died because that's what Hashem said, now is your time. You are finished your shlichut. Now you could either finish your shlichut one of two ways. Either because you did what you needed to do, right? You were sent on shlichut. I sent you to the market to go and get me six apples, and you went to the market and you brought me out six apples. You did exactly what I wanted you to do. Fine, the shlichut's finished. You can go now, spend the rest of your time in Gan Eden. Very nice. Or the shlichut's finished because you didn't do what I want. I said, go to the market, buy me six apples. You went and took the money and you spent it down the pub drinking beer. Right? And I said to you, right, your shlichut's over. That's how you're going to act. Right? Either way, the principal decides when my shlichut is over. For good or for bad, right? Because I finished my shlichut, or because I was never gonna. Hashem said, fine, enough chances. right? You can mess up once, twice, but at some point I'm going to call you back. You're just not, it's not going to happen. Exactly in the way, in the time and in the way that the Creator fixed it. He decides when I leave the world. Some people come into the world deliberately at the beginning, even regardless of how I act here. Some people come into the world for 70 years and some come into the world for 20 years. Some come in for 5 years. Yesh echad shenigzar alav shelo yimale et yamav. Someone has a decree on him that he won't fulfill his days. Ulamato yesh shemosifim lo al shenotav v'chule. And another person may add years to his life. He's given extra. Can happen. You can get, you can extra. You came down. And your gazelles, you're only going to live a certain amount of time. And Hashem decided, you know what? I'm going to add years to your life. Whatever reason. Who knows what? Did whatever reason.
Also quality, too.
And quality.
So it means also, I think Marsha was talking about this. I think it was Marsha that just saw it. Said about
that's Sarah.
Yeah, adding years to life is also
the quality of the year.
Quality as well.
Right. No point in adding extra years of suffering. It's not such a gift. But right. But yesh batach chilukim rabim v'cheshbonot shamayim nistarim. And there is on this matter many differences and reckonings in shamayim, hidden reckonings in shamayim. Right? Who gets shorter years? Who gets longer years? How many years? They're cheshbonot of shamayim. Then we don't need to worry about how, why, and exactly. But we should know that it's all for a reason, it's all fixed, it's all deliberated. It's all exactly what's needed. Zuchot v'chovot, gilgolim v'kodimim v'od. For example, merits or liabilities, previous lifetimes, etc. Right, all these things go into the mix for Hashem to decide, averas, mitzvahs, right, to decide whether or not how long I'm going to be here. But he decides. It doesn't matter what it looked like from the outside. You know, someone died in whatever way they died. And we see now in the time we're in, right? We see what looks like this person's life got cut short by an Arab terrorist. But it's not true. His life did not get cut short by an Arab terrorist. Hashem decided that he'd finish his shlichut. And the way he brought him back home when his time was out was by sending who he sent, saying it was nice or it was pleasant or lo aleinu. But it's not like we shouldn't think that the world is controlled by other people. Certainly not by our enemies. Hashem uses whatever tools he wants to use in the world to whatever effect. But the fact was, this person was going to live until his 24th birthday or whatever it is. Hashem decided the way and the means that it happens is only, well, it's not only, but part of it is to test us. So, Emuna, how do we deal with a situation like that?
You mean testing in the living?
Yeah. A person sees that, and what does he think? Is he thinking Hashem is running the world, Hashem is good, Hashem knows exactly what he's doing? Or is he thinking, Chas v'Shalom, the opposite? What's going on here? It's complete balagan. It's, you know, these people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. You're right, they had their own cheshbon. And Hashem is filling up their cup of whatever it's called, right? Until it's full, and then they'll be dealt with. But the actual event itself, the gezeira that person, it was his time to leave the world. That was his time to leave the world. Sometimes a soul, an individual, a person will come into this world to fix one specific thing. And as immediately as soon as they finished doing that thing, they leave the world. It's not based on specific years. This one's here 5 years, this one here's 10 years. Some people come back only to fix a specific thing, right? Talking about, for example, Sadiqim, who come back to fix one thing, right? So you could have, off the top of my head, you could have a Sadiq who was a complete Sadiq, right? Did everything according to the book, with the Baal Chesed, looked at kindnesses, you name it, all the mitzvahs, everything, studied Torah, Tshuva, everything. But what didn't he do? He didn't get married, or he didn't have kids. So he comes into the world, gets married, or has kids, and then he dies. So he's done, finished. No point hanging around, nothing else to do. He's done it all. Well, he's already cleaned. We're only here. We're not here to enjoy the movies. We're not here to, like, I know, to grow old and watch sunsets and put our feet up, or even to learn Torah, right? We're here to fix specific parts of our neshama that didn't get fixed. We didn't do what we needed to do, or we did what we shouldn't have done, and now we need to fix it. But we're here. That's what we're here to fix. Everything else is just the wallpaper.
Like at least one of the men that got murdered last week.
Yeah.
Fought terrorists to save others.
Okay.
Maybe he had to come here to save Jews from attacking non-Jews.
Right.
Finish that.
Okay. Right. Go, yeah, on. To fix, because maybe he did the opposite. Usually, right? He was doing the opposite, and now he needed to do the positive in order to rectify that. And now he's done that. Top.
Free.
Right? You've done what you came to do.
And the other one.
But we don't know. Right? The point is, we can't look at situations and say, that must be what happened. But we have to put it into the mix in terms of our knowledge and our understanding of the world, that it's based on these type of principles. Mm-hmm. So while we don't know, we have no clue, we can have an understanding about what may be the case. And that gives us emunah to rely on Hashem.
It was like the baby, we fostered a baby a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Was born with a list of congenital defects.
Okay.
Went through schizophrenia, surgeries and some other things. And he died 11 months and one day after his birth.
Right.
The day after 11 months.
Yeah.
Aside from heart, and then the day after, a few days after, I read that Rabbeinu said, Gehinnom is 11 months. We don't realize Gehinnom for good person 11 months.
11 months, right.
And then I read that Rabbeinu said, this world is Gehinnom.
Uh-huh.
I talked about Chayyim and so on, said, this was his Gehinnom.
Right.
This previous Gilgul, he was a very special person than the other. You don't have to look at all the details. But that was his Gehinnom.
You come into the world for 11 months. Yeah.
For 11 months and clean and gone.
Yeah. No reason why not.
The day after 11 months, that's it.
Right. Okay. Our people of Acharei Motam Shel Elu HaNeshamot. In most cases, after the death of someone like this who came into the world just to fix one specific thing, Anashim Sheikiru Otam, Magishim She'elu Hayu Anashim Yuchadim, people who knew them feel that they were special people. Kimat V'lo Yetzahara, almost that they didn't have a Yetzahara. Ne'imim V'adinim Ma'od V'kadomeh, they were pleasant and sensitive, very much, etc. Achen, therefore, Al Titma Kasher therefore, a person shouldn't be surprised if he sees young people that didn't sin. And were very, especially very good. And suddenly, without any reason, they die. The reason is only because they completed what they came here to fix. Right? So someone who doesn't have a Yetzirah, he's not doing it right because he doesn't need a Yetzirah. He's got the Yetzirah only comes to help us, make us fix what we need to fix. The person has a Yetzirah for getting angry. The person has a Yetzirah for lust of different types, right? It's because we've got to fix it. We've got to fight against it, work against it, pray on it. We've got stuff to work on that particular Yetzirah that we have. But a person who doesn't appear to have yet those Yetzaharas because he doesn't need them. Right? If I don't have a Yetzahara for anger, I don't need, that's not my tikkun in this world, in this lifetime. I've got plenty of other ones to work on. But I don't have that one. So and vice versa, for whatever person's got. Some people have this one, some people have that one. And these special individuals, we find that it's as if they didn't have Yetzirah for anything else, so they didn't need to. Right? You see that...
Sadness and death syndrome.
Yeah.
Kids, perfect health, 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
6 years old. All of a sudden, they don't wake up.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that
it's
could...
It's very hard for the parents and very, very hard for the community.
Right. So, tough. Could also be. We see also with handicapped kids, mentally handicapped, or autism, Asperger's, those are on in those type of categories. They don't really have a Yetzirah. They don't need one. And that's not their job. Their job in life is not to fight with the difficulties of this world. Right? That's because their neshama is not here for that. And their neshama is here for something else. They need to go through whatever they need to go through. They need to do what they need to do. But it's not here to deal with those Yetziraharas. They don't have it. They don't need it. Because there's no reason otherwise that a person of that nature should also struggle.
Some of them are like nubbies.
Right. Special neshamot. Special neshamot. Okay. Vada. And we should know. She'etzem ha'uvda shehem hayu tovim kokach. Matzvi al kach shehem ba'u l'olam hazeh ach barak b'shvil tikun mesuyamot. And the proof that they were special people comes out of the fact that they were only here to fix a specific thing. Ki b'davar she'yitzah ala mitzgaber al adam sham tikuno. The Rav was saying what I was just saying here. The fact that they didn't have a yitzah hara meant that they didn't have to fix those other things. Rav b'nei adam hamaleim b'yitzim raim siman shehu ba'ala taken harbeh mod v'raim. And for those of the rest of us who don't have that same issue, where we do have a lot of Yetziraharas, it's because we've got a lot of things to fix. Top. And Hashem knows that we can fix them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Right? Hashem doesn't give us any tests that we can't fix. So even though we've got a lot of Yetziraharas, and it looks like it would take several lifetimes to try and even fix... Right? Feels like that. That's one. Right? The truth is, no, that's not the case. Hashem wouldn't bring us into the world to fix our Yetziraharas, to give us the test. If he didn't know, not even think, he knows. Right? Doesn't think. He knows. He knows that we can deal with them and fix them. How? So that's what we have Rabbeinu for. That's what we have Rav Arash for. All the books, the instructions. Rabbeinu came to teach us how to deal with our Yetzirahara, amongst other things. How to fix all those things. He writes many different things, many different helps, many different eight-sot advice. One of them is the fact that if a person manages to conquer the main ta'ava, the lust for women, then all the other ones are very easy. So while it looks like we've got 2,000 different yetzers to deal with, angry, jealousy, this, that, upset, sadness, depression, despair, this I don't like, that I don't like, so many things, I'm overwhelmed. So the truth is, Rabbeinu said that if we manage to conquer that one, then the rest will fall away very easily. Because that's the main root. Once you take out the root, everything else... Right?
Just like
I'm not saying that it's easy to do that, but that one, if that one takes us 10, 15 years, 20 years, I mean, who's going anywhere, right? So, fine. So that takes us 10 years, 15 years, however long, to do that. And then, the others... Oh. No, he said that was very hard for him. He used to try and swallow food whole and starve himself in order to break it. But he said afterwards that all of them could have been dealt with just by prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it wasn't as hard as it had to be, so to speak. He didn't know that until he'd gone through there. Once he purified himself and cleansed himself by doing all of that, he realized that in his pure state, he now realized that he didn't need to do that. But he says there that the Yetzirah came against him on Tavat Neuf and said, I'll give you everything else, but just, you know, leave this one alone. So Rabbeinu said the opposite. He said, no. He said, I'll give you everything else. I just want to break this one. And that's the secret, that you break this one and the others, that's what Rabbeinu said. I'll let you know, speak to me, hopefully to your tongue.
So it's like a primary category, then everything's sub division.
It's the main one. I don't know exactly how it works in the spiritual tree. It's talked about as a root, as the primary, as the ikar. How it exactly works, I don't know. But tough. When we get there, we'll know how it works, but not until at the end of the day.
Right.
When we get there, then we'll be able to look back and see, right? But from this side of the court, we go on what our Rabbanim says, right? What Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu said it's like someone who's going through a maze. You know, one of those big garden mazes, right? Where the bushes are above head height, you can't see where you're going. You just have to guess left, right, left, right. So he said, it's like people are going through one of those mazes, and someone has finished it, and he's now standing above the maze on a higher balcony, and he's looking down into the maze, and he's telling people, go left, go right, because he's done it, and he knows which way leads out, and which way is going to lead you into a... But we're the people in the maze, and we don't want to I want to find myself, maybe this way looks good to me, no, I'm going this way, right? Or we can listen to someone who's finished it. He's been there. I was there. Trust me. I took that left turn, and it doesn't help. It looks like it's going to help. It's not. You have to trust me. So we have to trust him because he's someone who's been through it. We haven't been through it. We're on this side. We're still stuck in the maze. I know which way is right or left, up or down. What's going to help me? And what I think is going to help me might not. So I have to put my faith, which is one of the reasons why Rabbeinu told him, Rav Natan threw away all his sechel. Because, right, according to my sechel, I'm going to mess up. I don't know where I'm going. I'm stuck in the maze. I'm on this side of it. But I'm going to put all my trust on you, because you're already on the other side. You can get me out of here. We put our trust in people who are worthy to put our trust in. Then we can get saved, right? It's no different than a parent and a child, right? The parent's telling the child, look, trust me, I've been there. I was also 14 once. I was also a teenager. I know it looks like it's a good idea to stay out all night, but it's not, and you try to explain to your teenager or your 9-year-old who thinks that she's a teenager already, right, that's not, and from their perspective, they think they're right, because they're a kid, right, and we all think we're right. We just want them to trust me on this, that's what Rabbeinu is saying to us, trust me. Throw away your sechel. Trust me, follow the advice. Even though it looks like it's not going to be helpful. That's because it doesn't look like it. That's a test. If it was obvious, so we wouldn't need someone to tell us. We'd be doing it ourselves. It's not obvious. That's why we're stuck in where we're stuck in.
Mr. McKinney, the showing brings that is that you were quoting or came in the middle? You were quoting...
Not knowingly.
Huh?
Not knowingly.
I didn't know the hint. Nobody taught you before. What is the correct way? Uh-huh.
But we like to struggle along. We know,
before.
Right? We know that no man in the world ever likes to take directions. It doesn't matter how lost he is. Completely lost. No idea where to go. Your wife's like, just ask someone. Oh no, it's all right. It's down here. Why don't you just ask someone? And we don't want to ask, even though we can solve the problem very easily, right? We should learn from that, right? That is an inbuilt problem that we need to recognize exists. I don't like to ask, even though we really don't know what we're doing. We'd rather struggle than admit that we don't know what we're doing, because it's humiliating, it's embarrassing, whatever reasons that, right? A person needs to get over that. When a person realizes that, what should they do? They should dafka break that by asking at every opportunity. You think you know where you're going, but you're not really sure? Stop the car, wind down the window. Which way here? Right? I need to break that. It's a Yetzirah. It's obviously something that's very damaging for me. It's not helpful. I don't need to ask. Right? That's not a helpful trait. To get help from someone who's going to help you is a helpful trait. To be macho, I don't know what the word is, stupid. Right? It's not helpful. I need to break that. That's not a good thing for me. If I recognize stuff that's not helpful for me, I get angry at my wife, I shout at my kids, anything, I should try and dafka, get rid of it, break it, including dumb stuff like not asking for directions. Because although it seems like it's small, yeah, I say, well, I ask, I don't ask. Thought I'll get there in the end. It's not just that. That is a root that's blossoming into who knows what dangerous stuff that's going on in my head. Right, that's stopping me this way and that way and holding me back and whatever. And all sorts of things. My job is that, and if I can deal with it on those little things, which are really like meaningless, the fact that I could wind the window down and ask a guy, it really doesn't hurt much. It's a small thing. If I deal on the small things, then I'm, because I can't just leap into the right, the big things. That's it. From now on, I'm changing my life completely. I have to work on the small stuff. Otherwise, that's the only way I'm going to move. Really, I can't take large steps. I try and take a large step, and even if I take the large step, I'm going to fall back very quickly because I never reach there in a stable way. I'm not really at that level. If I try and jump a level that I'm not at, I'm going to fall because I can't hold at that level. Can't hold on. Very nice. I'd like to be holding at that level, but it's not true. Right? If I decide now, from tomorrow, that's it. I've never done chatzot ever, but from tomorrow, every single night, chatzot, I don't care, that's going to be it. Right? And I make a jump to that. It's not going to happen. I'll do the first night, I'll do the second night, and that's it. Forget it. It'll never happen again. Right? But if I decide, you know what, I'm going to try it once, that's all. No pressure, no, I'm going to try it once. And then maybe in a week or two's time, I'll try again. And slowly, slowly, now, and then I decide after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a couple of months of doing it every so often, and now I'm going to do it fixed. So now it's going to stay. So I built myself up to reach that level. Oh, and to pray, but not, and not
you
to.
Not the power to think you cannot get up every night. And,
for sure.
Simply is my power.
For sure. Baby steps. Step every day is really the answer. It's the key to success. You've got Rami Nathan in Likutei Chalot says on the Omer, the power of the Omer is it's one day. You get to the 49th level by just going one day at a time. One step. Just doing something small every day. That's our goal. If we moved a little bit more today than I was yesterday, wonderful. That's the way to get there. Tov. אבל אותם אנשים מיוחדים הבאים להשלים תיקון מסוים בעובד אחרים אותם כולם שמים לב לעובדה שהם היו מיוחדים בטובם ובלי יצרם רעים כמעט. So these people who came in just to the world just to fix a specific thing after they die, people say about them that they see that they only came into the world to fix a specific thing and that basically they didn't have the Yetzirah, they were very good people, and that's why they died early, so to speak, apparently early to all of you. They finished what they needed to finish. They didn't leave over. Well, he was just an angry person and he was just upset all the time. And it wasn't. He was a calm person and he was happy with his life. He had no problems. Right? Because that wasn't what he was here for.
The Rosh is true, no? At the beginning of Dan Muna with the couple. They had the story there.
Nachon. Of the... He brings in gone to peace, I think, you know. The husband that dies and he comes back in a dream and says
the child dies and the father dies.
Yeah. He explains why it needed to happen and what they were doing
and
he came.
The dream.
Nachon. Tov. So let's round up. What do we say? So we said like this. Everything that happens in the world is happening according to Hashem's will. He's deciding whether we understand it or not. And in this case, life and death is only in His hands. Doesn't matter what it looks like from the outside. And important for us to remember, particularly in this time, when what goes on outside can be frightening. Why is it frightening? Because it looks like it's not good. It looks like it's not Hashem's plan. Right? That's why it's frightening. That's why it's scary. However, we need to take away that fear. how, by knowing that it's only from Hashem and it's only good, it's exactly how it's meant to be. They were meant to die when they were meant to die. It was not a problem. It's exactly what Hashem planned. Even though it happened in not nice ways. Everything. The Chazal say that a person can't lift a finger unless Hashem allows it. So, for sure, Hashem allowed it to happen. I can't do anything in the world. Can't hurt anyone, including myself, without Hashem wanting it. Hashem allows me to do averus. He doesn't want that either. So, it's one of those things that Hashem allows, but it's not what He wanted. The truth is, Hashem doesn't even have to allow me. There's how many people have tried to commit suicide and don't make it? Right? Tried six, seven times. Someone I know, actually, I've heard of, who tried 6 or 7 times. Right? It hasn't got the message yet. Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Right? So, that's still within Hashem's hands. At some point, Hashem might say, "Top, your shlichut is up." Right? You're not fit for the world anymore. You have to be rectified another way. Either through Gehinnom, coming back down for another turn, whatever it is. But everything is in Hashem's hands. Everything is exactly how it's meant to be, and it's all for the good. So, Hashem, we will continue next week.